Psalm 122, I suggest, is a psalm appropriate to Israel or Judah whilst they were in captivity. Verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love you will prosper, peace be within your walls, and prosperity or prospering within your palaces. Well, in the Bible, peace often means peace with God. And so they were to pray for the time when Jerusalem would be at peace with God. That peace with God that's in view would only come when Judah repented. The problem was that whilst they were in exile, there were false prophets who were falsely prophesying of peace. Now Ezekiel went into captivity, and his prophecies were given in that context of the situation of the exiles. And he says in Ezekiel 13:16 that the prophets of Israel prophesy falsely concerning Jerusalem. They see visions of peace for her when there is no peace. In other words, they were saying, yeah, you're going to get peace with God, it's all fine, it's all just coming. But the real peace with God was through repentance. And so Jeremiah laments that these false prophets who were around at the time that Jerusalem fell were healing the breach of God's people, the breach between God and his people, lightly. It was a major wound or breach that had been caused by their sin. They try to fix it up lightly, not seriously, lightheartedly, saying, hey, it's all going to be okay, don't worry about it. And it's that kind of thing which is peddled still in some corners of Christianity. Not facing up to sin, not facing personal issues, covering over the most fundamental issues between God and man in a very superficial sort of way. Using a few words of the Bible out of context here or there, but of course that's very sort of attractive. But sin and its consequences are far deeper than any superficial, light-hearted plastering over. It requires nothing less than the blood and the word of the Lord Jesus and human response to that. So, why then did they go into captivity? Well, it was because they loved material prosperity. Jeremiah 22:21, I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. And Ezekiel 16:49, talking about why Jerusalem was to fall, this was the same sin of your sister Sodom, pridefulness of bread and prosperity, prosperous ease. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. So they went into captivity because of their love of materialism and prosperity, prosperous ease. But they were to repent, and then they were to have true peace, not the fake peace that was offered by the false prophets, but they would then have the true peace with God. And then they would have the true prosperity, which is peace with God. Now that is what it is to prosper. To prosper is to have peace with God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love you will prosper. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within you. So, peace with God through forgiveness and facing up to issues and being forgiven and feeling that forgiveness, that is the true prosperity. And yet this is where the prosperity gospel goes so wrong, that the idea is that it's all about prosperity in terms of having smart cars, designer clothes, lots of money, etc. That is prosperity. That's the human view of prospering. But the real prospering, the real prosperity, is peace with God. And so the prayer was for the peace of Jerusalem, for this time to come when Jerusalem would repent, be forgiven, be at peace with God, and then know really prosperity. And in the final end, man at his last end is very weak and very small before God. And all your material prosperity is absolutely nothing. It's not that it counts a little bit or it's a bit of comfort. It is no comfort when you realize that the final issues are between God and yourself. And are you at peace with God? And if you are, if you confessed your sins and you know that they are forgiven. And you are confident that if the Lord comes right now, or you die right now, and that reality dawns more upon us as we get older every day, then you have got all the wealth in the world. That is the ultimate prosperity. And that's what this psalm prays for that day to come, when there would be the peace of Jerusalem, their experience of forgiveness, and the true prosperity, not being prosperously at ease as they were when Jerusalem fell. Just like the sin of Sodom. I spoke to you in your prosperity, your material prosperity, but you said I would not hear. And so they had to go through all this to make them realize what the true prosperity is. And it's our wisdom to learn from all this history now.